All right, KNED listeners, Chase McNutt joining you on this Wednesday morning, July the 16th. It is 7:36, and I'm joined by a special guest, Mr. Mayor Justin Few. How are you doing this morning?
A little early morning. We had the band kids out at Drum Corps International and Broken Arrow last night. I think we rolled in about 12:30, so it's going to be two cups of coffee this morning.
So it's not even been a full like work day in between when you got home to now, if you think about it, because it's only been about 7 hours.
Yeah, and I'm more like a 9-hour beauty sleep type.
Uh-huh.
So.
I'm right there with you. So it's been a while since you've been in here, and we've talked probably a little bit over a month. Have you been down to Jersey Mike's yet? Had a couple of subs. We've been really loving that over here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just absolutely amazes me every time. It's just like new businesses popping up left and right, new options, and really glad to see where McAllister's going.
Same. I moved back here a year ago, and it's great to see all the stuff that's kind of coming along with it. Before we kind of get into the meat of everything we're talking about today, just how's the summer been going for you personally so far?
Humid.
Yeah, very humid.
That's all I'm focused on right now is when does the humidity go down to 90%.
I will say it's been nice, and I know that it'll probably change over the next month, but we've not gotten to the triple digits yet. I know this week, I think all the highs are like near 95, so not crazy hot for what we're used to, but I'm sure it's coming.
Well, you know, and a good point, because I think when you don't hit those triple digits, people don't think about the heat and how the humidity affects that, and so definitely want everybody to be stay hydrated. And one of the things I was thinking about on the way over here, I know we're talking about streets today, but our parks crew is working on storm debris, picking all that stuff up. And definitely if those guys, I mean, thousands and thousands of pounds per day they're loading up and chipping and trying to get rid of. So if you drive by, you know, roll down your window, wave at those guys and give them a thank you for all the work they're doing, because they're actually putting their normal park duties to the side. This is an extra crew that we have laying around. They're out there doing this, trying to help the citizens and clean up the city. And once they get that done, they have to squeeze in. Let's get caught up before you start putting up Christmas lights.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Which for some people, it's probably not too early to do that. So
yeah. No, I say in McAllister we have two seasons, and that's Christmas lights and mowing.
Yeah, 100%. Well, as you mentioned, today we're talking about streets. It seems to be a very popular topic of conversation, and especially online, where people kind of have that avenue to kind of voice those things. So let's kind of get into it. What do you kind of want to talk about in reference to streets, and what do you kind of want people to know that maybe might be a misconception?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things, and you really can't talk about streets without talking about infrastructure as a whole, water lines, sewer lines, storm sewer, all of those things. And that's really the approach that we've tried to take. But one thing I would like everybody to realize is you have to kind of step back and take a nationwide look. One of the things I've just kind of done for myself is if you watch it, how we work as a nation, you know, we'll have a low economy. The federal government will come in and go, let's put money into infrastructure. And so you look at the 1930s, the Great Depression, you know, we're going to put a lot of people to work. We've got all the WPA infrastructure. We still use some of that, and you know, you're going on 100 years old.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, everybody comes home from the war in the 50s. You know, we got all these jobs. We're building infrastructure. We're putting in subdivisions, take off, and we're doing all these things. So you really have to look at, as a nation, we don't seem to constantly put money, good large amounts of money, into infrastructure every year. We seem to just back that when we need it.
Yeah.
And so we get in the situation where the entire country now has aging infrastructure, and we're not rolling through that all the time. So we're in the situation we are today, and just even the cost. One of the other misconceptions that we're really trying to let the general public know is Oklahoma is the only state in the union that does not, where the municipalities do not get ad valorem property taxes.
Yeah.
And so McAllister survives off of 4 pennies out of every dollar. That's our entire city budget, whether it's roads, parks, personnel, payroll, everything we do is off of 4 pennies out of every
dollar. Kind of an eye-opener that I didn't know that. So I imagine there's a lot of people that will listen to this, and hopefully it kind of bridges that gap in understanding a little bit. One thing I did want to ask, for people that may not know, how does the city kind of go about deciding maybe which streets compared to others get those kind of renovations or resurfaced before the other ones, I guess?
Yeah, in the past, I think it was just a little more off the cuff of, you know, you drive by and you see this one, you got this one on the list, or we've got more complaints. What we have completed now is we actually have a survey. We had a company come in, and they ran every road that we have, and they used LIDAR and X-ray technology. And because a lot of times what you look at is you go, oh, well, this road's kind of bad. We need to fix it. And then you don't do anything to the base.
Mm-hmm.
And then the road's falling apart right after. And so we actually use that LIDAR technology to go down, analyze the base, and then they compile all that data, and we can actually have a list of priorities, and then we can couple that with how often is this road used? Is this mm-hmm. a main business area? Is this with the schools to help prioritize those? And we actually have that on our website for the public, and it
yes.
rates. I think there's 6 different ratings. Mm-hmm. So very, very good information to help us prioritize projects and, mm-hmm. and not just kind of cherry pick of, oh, that street, you know, looks bad, or,
yeah.
you know, oh, this is high traffic. Maybe yeah. we should pick this. It gives us some real information to work with.
Well, and I know the answer to this question, but I kind of want to ask in case there's anybody that doesn't know, just for anybody that doesn't know, the city has an app that you can use and you can request, you correct me if I'm wrong, you can request services for like potholes and like things like that to come in, be fixed, like all through the app.
Oh, absolutely. McAllister Connect, and that's absolutely one thing that we would like every citizen to have. One of the great things is notifications. You know, we all get a little irritated when we're trying to drive to work, and all of a sudden there's a road closure, and you're like, okay, where's the detour? Which way am I going? What are mm-hmm. we doing here? And so that helps with those road closures and those notifications. But it also, I mean, permitting and turning in potholes. I do it if there's like a missing stop sign. Or a street sign that's bad. But potholes is one that I wanted to talk about because we thought, you know, we need to do something fun. We want to get the information about the app out there, and we do want to do something to fix up our street. So it's like, why not combine all those? So we're actually going to do, and this is just a... be clear, so we don't think that this is city money. I'm personally donating $100 for this as the prize money. And the person who reports the 1,000th unique pothole on the app will win the $100. So we
okay.
want to make it like a little Easter egg
yeah.
hunt and try to, so it will help us improve our streets, mm-hmm. Put $100, you know, that'll pay a water bill and help somebody out and then really get everybody mm-hmm. Using the app and getting that information out there. So I'm kind of excited to do
Would
that.
It be kind of cheating to ask what number we're on or how close we are to that number to get to for that $100?
I think that would be a little cheating.
Yeah.
I think that ruins the surprise.
Sorry guys, I tried to throw it out there. It sounds like you just need to download the app.
You know,
and start reporting when you see stuff like
that's
that.
That's like asking so. Your mom for shoes for Christmas, and then you yeah, get a shoebox. Right. It's like, yeah, it's a uh-huh. little too close.
Yeah, it gives it away a little too much. Like,
yeah.
We got to make you sit and think on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like surprises. I was,
mm-hmm.
So only good surprises, though. Don't,
yeah.
don't bring me any bad surprises,
No bad surprises here. One thing I also wanted to ask, do you have any kind of updates on maybe any kind of road repairs going on here in town? Maybe not as minor, but maybe on the bigger, not anything crazy upscale, but just on the bigger side than maybe just some smaller residential streets.
Yeah. You know, we've really had some good projects. F Street is now complete. That was a blacktop street there. And then 16th Street over by the county barn. I mean, that was actually a gravel road that we had in town that we were able to get it paved. And just especially with the rain that we've had here recently. I mean, it was every other week. It was just being destroyed.
June was a brutal month for
yeah.
rain. It was brutal.
Yeah, it definitely was. So yeah, and you know, we'll do panel replacements and different things. Some of the ways we've looked at things, if we may not be able to fix an entire street, but can we do the 2 worst panels this year?
Mm-hmm.
And doing things like that to help improve. One of the things we kind of started talking about in the beginning, the way we're trying to look at this as a whole, what we've done in the past, we go and we fix a street. 2 days later, we're cutting the middle of the street out to repair a water line.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to take the approach of we're going to replace, make sure we have a good base, replace the water lines, the sewer lines, the storm water, and then build the road. Mm-hmm. And that way, all of that infrastructure is done at one time. So that's, I really like to talk about infrastructure versus just roads by themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and you talked about cost at the same time. We're looking at about $1.5 million per block.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of falls into maybe the misconception of what people, you know, they don't understand really, like the cost that it actually takes to, you know, not even just build roads, but just to improve roads just at the base.
So. Oh, yeah. And I mean, even that $1.5 million, I mean, that's literally our roads budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. <It's> And again, that's another thing that people don't know about. I will brag on you guys a little bit. There's a spot over just right over here on Electric, over next to that Easy Mart over by Fascio's, where they had been pretty brutal for a couple weeks, and then they coned it off, and I think it was maybe a couple days, and it's super smooth. I drive over it every single day going to and from work. They did a great job. So I know that you guys probably deal with a lot of stuff on social media, so I just wanted to kind of throw out a props for everybody in that department, because you guys do a lot of work, do good work as well, and especially you talk about how hot it is right now and the humidity. It makes that even more tough, and that's why I kind of want to just shine some of that appreciation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So. I mean, number one citizen concern that I get is streets.
Yeah.
But it is one of those high-ticket items that it takes a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why also we kind of wanted to express to people that, hey, there is also an avenue instead of just, you know, going to social media. You guys can kind of report things. You see, and you talked about not even just roads, but also stop signs, things like that. It's all kinds of things to where you kind of, it's not putting the onus on, you know, the residents, but it kind of adds a little bit to it, to where they can feel like they're a part of it and they can help make things, you know, change a little bit. And when people, I would say, probably feel like they can have a hand in that, I feel like it adds to it a little bit, and it kind of adds a little bit more comfortability.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, and I think we tend to forget that the community is the city. The city is the community. We are all the same one. Everyone who works at the city, you know, they're part of the community. Mm-hmm. You know, just even like city council, we're volunteers. We're all here together trying to make the city better. And we need help. I mean, we don't have eyes. And, you know, I would rather have a guy working, getting something accomplished than just driving every street every day looking for a pothole. Mm-hmm. So any help that we can get, I mean, that saves the city money sending somebody around, and then we improve our streets, which helps our cars, and you know, everybody gets helped as a whole on that. I was trying to think of, well, there was one more thing I was going to tell you on streets.
If you want, I have another thing to ask. We can kind of circle back if you want to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys kind of brought up storm debris a little bit. We won't get too deep into that because we're talking about roads today. But I see that phase three is nearly complete out of four phases. Kind of how has that gone along so far, and what has kind of been the reception to the storm debris pickup?
I think it's been great. I can't believe how many pounds they can pick up per day. I want to say it was 80,000 that they were running, 90,000 pounds of debris each day in the first week. And so far through July 15th, we've estimated about 1 million pounds of debris, or 500 tons if you want to put it in that direction. I don't know how many elephants that is, but
That is beyond my expertise.
That's got to be at least 100 elephants.
It's got to be, at the very least. I can agree with you on that, but when we get into specifics, I'm out on that. But that honestly, it's not crazy surprising. I mean, it's still crazy to hear that number, but I mean, you see it. I drive by trucks all the time, truckloads of storm debris, which just shows you just how much kind of damage came from that storm earlier in June, but it's been great to see the work that's been done so far.
Yeah, no, I was so happy that we had the ability to come out and help and pull the crews to do that, and so do give us a little grace. You know, if the park's getting a little shaggy, those guys have been staying busy.
Oh, yeah, they're very much staying busy, and with the heat, it makes it a little bit harder as well, but I'll kind of pass this back over to you. Is there anything else kind of on roads that you kind of want to talk about or get into?
What I was going to say is sometimes it may appear that we have forgotten something or that we're never going to work on something. But what we'll get into is maybe we're waiting on grant funding for a particular area, or we're working with ODOT. So I know like a particular instance in the past has been 14th Street at the stoplight. And so they kind of cut off at the shoulder, and then we move over into the service road. Well, their project had planned to come over into the service road. And so we didn't spend city funds on that. ODOT came in and fixed that. So that was one where we were getting complaints of, hey, can you fix this? Can you fix this? There's some bad holes right here. But we're actually waiting on ODOT to fix that.
Yeah, it's not a you guys thing. It's an ODOT thing.
Yeah, and that way we can just make our city funds go faster and, you know, not to put the onus on ODOT.
Yeah.
But it's one of those projects that they already had planned to do. And, and that way we can make our pothole money go a little bit further.
Yeah. Well, we're about 15 minutes here. We've talked a lot about roads, talked a little bit about storm debris as well. I kind of want to ask just a lighter question. It's been a great summer for movies, I'll say myself. Are you a Superman fan?
I have not got to watch Superman yet.
Okay, I will keep all my comments about it to myself.
But unfortunately, I feel like I keep working longer and longer, and I love going to the movies. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Same.
And just feel like I do not have time anymore.
Yeah, well, I hate that I asked you that then because you haven't gotten to watch it. Yeah. I will say, if you get a chance, it's a great movie.
Well, now we did. My son's a huge dinosaur fan.
Oh,
and,
yeah, Jurassic
and
World.
So we did have to go to Jurassic World on opening day. So
did he enjoy it?
Oh, loved it.
Loved it?
Loved it. Yeah, and we had to do the, what do they call it, D-box, where the seats vibrate and rotate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the only thing is it made me show my age a little bit because they were doing a scene where it kind of pans across water and then the seat starts to tilt at the same time. And then I started to get nauseous and I go, okay, I've hit the age.
No, I think that would probably do the same thing to me. I don't know if that's an age thing more so than just, that's very understandable.
Yeah.
So, Mayor, thanks for stopping in this Wednesday morning. I know it's been a little bit since you last been in here. I'll try to make sure we don't take that long again to get you over here. But I appreciate you stopping in to talk about the roads, and hopefully we kind of shed some light on some issues that people are obviously interested about, but just hopefully it kind of helps them bridge that gap in understanding a little bit about the roads a little bit more.
Oh, absolutely. And, once again, remind everybody, McAllister Connect, download the app, and let us know what's going on. One of the things, and whether it's in my personal work or in city, one of the things that we've noticed is that there could be some little things that could be taken care of that we just don't know about, or we're human, we forget to. Let us know. People can tend to sit and stew on things and get mad, and like I said, maybe over something little. Call us once, twice, whatever you got to do to get it. We'd rather have you happy and get something taken care of that we can take care of and do that. So,
yeah,
but
of course,
I appreciate you having me, and
always
we'll do it again.
Awesome. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.